When they came to cut Orkwell's bonds, he kicked and fought furiously. Bilger, Ferti and Jungo had to hold him still as Codge severed the rope with his sword. Between them, they dragged Orkwell to the mast, where Gorath lay chained. The badger appeared to be either unconscious or dead. Codge was not about to check on Gorath's condition. He stood with his sword ready as Bilger and the others took a loop in the chain and padlocked it around Orkwell's waist. Gorath suddenly stirred, so they got out of the way speedily. Codge beckoned to his messmates.
Let's go and get some victuals and grog. The edge pig ain't going any place. Unless the stripe hound eats him.
Jungo scratched his tail.
Do stripe hounds eat edge pigs? I didn't know that.
Ferti gave him a playful shove.
Codge was only joking.
Jungo thought about that for a while, then called out to Orkwell as they headed toward the galley.
Don't worry if a stripe hound eats you, mate. He's only joking.
When they had gone, Orkwell tapped the badger gingerly.
How did you come to be captured, friend?
Gorath opened his eyes. His voice sounded hoarse and slow.
I'm from the Northern Isles. They burned my house and slew my grandparents. The one they call Longtooth battered me down with a ball and chain. I woke up chained to this mast. I don't know how long I've been on this ship. Lost count of the days. My name is Gorath.
He held out a huge, work-worn paw. Orkwell clasped it.
My name's Orkwell Prink. I'm from Redwall Abbey.
The big young badger suddenly became alert.
Redwall Abbey? I've heard about it, Orkwell. Is it as marvellous as they say?
The young hedgehog's eyes filled with tears.
Even more marvellous, Gorath. We've come to realise that now. That golden fox, Longtooth, he wants to go there with his vermin. I'm sure they plan on attacking it. Listen, friend, we've got to get to Redwall before they do. Could you make it?
The badger's reply was tinged with bitter irony.
Why, of course, Orkwell. But there's a little matter of a steel chain and an iron padlock holding me to the mast. Only for that, I'd love to go to Redwall with you. I see you're locked up too. How do you plan on leaving this ship?
The young hedgehog inspected the padlock that held him to the chain. Then he took a glance at Gorath's lock.
That shouldn't be too hard, mate. I've dealt with better locks than these rusty old things.
The badger seized his friend's paw.
Do you mean you could open these locks?
Orkwell winced.
Oi, providing you don't break my paw, you've got a grip like a pike's jaw. Find me something like a pen or a nail, and I'll have us free in a jiffy.
They sat there, scanning the deck keenly, but there was no sign of anything useful. Then Orkwell pointed.
What's that thing sticking in the mast?
Gorath's heart leapt as he caught sight of the object.
That's tongue, my pitchfork. The fox must have forgotten he threw it. He walked off and left it there.
Orkwell cautioned Gorath.
Keep your voice down, mate. Whoops!